Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Janet Christie. She's all over my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Go there and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question. Oh, by the way, our YouTube channel, we've got some new videos up there on our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. So check that out and see what you think. Let us know what you think about those. And we got more to come, a lot more. We got a lot more in the can we're going to be putting up, so you can go check those out. Janet, thanks again for hanging out with us. Leverageanddevelopment.com, right?
Correct.
That's the website. The book is called 100 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Business. That's her book, one of her books. The other one's called Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned. Janet, we're talking about brands, small business brands. And, you know, I've been working for 14 years to help small business owners, as you have, you know, probably almost that long. You're just a lot younger than me. And so to help small business owners get it in their head that they own a brand. And then about 2 years ago, I had to start changing the rules on them a little bit. I had to say, remember when I told you you owned a brand? Well, you still really do own a brand. You have your small business brand. But since something happened called social media, you now are the co-owners of your brand. And by that I mean, you know, there was a time when the only thing that detracted from your brand message was maybe some word of mouth, which wasn't all that big a deal. Maybe, you know, a few people would hear about something you did wrong. But today, if you do something right or you do something wrong, everybody can know about it, right?
Oh, yes.
If a customer's unhappy or whatever, and so therefore, you can say, we have the cleanest hotel in town, but if you don't, the people who have been your customers are going to go online and say, nuh-uh. Right?
Yes, and it's not just, you know, the ones that you think of, Facebook, LinkedIn, and all. There are also lots of places where people can do reviews of a business or
right.
a product.
Right.
So all of those places that you may not even know about, people are out there talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to guard it all the time, and you have to be proactive. So this is called
defending your brand.
Yes.
Which could mean that you change your behavior if you find that you're doing something customers don't like and you shouldn't be.
And offense is always the best defense.
Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, instead of defending your brand, you should be putting your information out there in a way that people will see.
So make deposits before somebody makes a withdrawal. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And in order to do that, you have to know who your customers are and what's important to them, just like we were discussing before the break. And you and I have talked about this so many times that marketing is a proactive thing.
Right.
You've got to go out there and market yourself. You can't just get listed in the right places and expect people to come to you. So this social media thing and building your brand and keeping your value positive is very proactive, too. So you've got to, whether you think it's important or not, you've still got to put a Facebook page out there that's got, you know, for your business. If you've got product lines, you can do it for each of your product lines, and you've got to post things on there. And I don't, you know, the like thing, I guess that's helpful. It just depends on your product and service, but you've got to keep putting information up there.
Well, if a customer compliments you on something, and that, you know, somehow they send you an email or they tell you, wow, you guys really did good. Thank you so much for that. It's okay for you to say to them, well, do you ever post those thoughts on, do you have a Facebook page or anything like that? Or would you mind giving us a review on our website or on our Facebook page? People will do that if you ask them. It's okay to, if they're bragging on you first, if they come up with it first, it's okay to ask them that. What do you think, Janet?
Oh, absolutely, and that's the proactive part.
Those are the deposits, aren't they?
Yes, they are. As a matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago, our water heater died, and It was a Friday afternoon or a Friday morning, and
they usually
Friday
die on Friday night.
Yeah. Well, I realized, you know, if I didn't get somebody to fix it, couldn't find anybody. Of course, Sears was going to come out the next day because everybody calls them and they've got a schedule and, you know, the other bigger ones. So happened to find this guy by talking to, you know, one, called somebody and said, no, we don't do that, but this plumber. He came out. He had one in stock. He replaced it that day. The next day, I went to their Facebook page and wrote what a good job they did. And put it on my Facebook page.
Good for you. Now that's then. So you became a co-owner of his brand.
Yes, because and I know small businesses don't always brag on themselves,
right,
and aren't as proactive as they need to be. So I was, you know, I know how important it is,
right,
and was trying to help them. But it if you do that, that not only helps that person and makes you feel good, but it also will help you because everything you do on any of these social media sites are so linked to everything else, it's automatically reciprocal.
Right. Absolutely. So, that's exactly right. So, folks, it's not enough just to deliver products anymore. Everything we're talking about is good news, but it's just like if I gave you a brand new house for nothing, you'd have to maintain it, right, Christy? So, Janet, so you got to make sure you do that. Janet Christy is our guest, folks. Janet is a good friend. Thank you so much for being here, Janet. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Thanks a lot.
Leverageanddevelopment.com. That's her website. Janet Christy with a Y. I'm Jim with a J. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.